Hey, podcasters, Claire's Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Matt drops his Matt's Hits from Your Hood for Bass and Dean.
We surprised Andy Brayshaw with his own mum, Deb.
We try to find Perth's busiest mum.
And our very own Claire's gave an emotional Mother's Day tribute for his beautiful mum.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Wish you had listened to Mum as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil her with big-name fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Spoil your loved ones this Mother's Day, of course, at Chemist Warehouse. Get something special for Mum with big-brand fragrances like Giorgio Armani, C and Izzy Miyake for women. Chemist Warehouse, great savings this Mother's Day.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
I've said to you guys many times over the past 12 months, it was unreal that you guys were at my mum's funeral because I felt like we've gone through so many things together.
Mm.
Now, that was a year ago, and here we are. You know, as I said to you many times, I was just a kid when I started on radio. I was 17 or 18, and I've been lucky enough to do it since. But I was really aware on Mother's Day, every time in broadcasting, that you have to be careful when you talk about Mother's Day because some people either have lost their mums, say with Father's Day, or they just don't have communication. As time goes on, I learn of more families who don't communicate, so they don't get to do this. So you've got to be aware of that, you know, as you're talking on the radio. And it's weird now that 12 months later, I'm on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
After all those years, after 36 years, it is quite bizarre. So to bring people up to speed on my mum, Margie, right, she got diagnosed in her mid-70s, 75, 76, with breast cancer, and it had very quickly spread to her pelvic bones. So mum, we knew that mum was going to eventually, it was going to claim her life eventually. And I remember it, all of a sudden, Mother's Day, birthday, Easter, Christmas, all became a very special day. They all went to new levels with our family, so we'd catch up. And I reckon Mum was 77 or 78, and there was one Easter, and she was at our backyard in our place in Kareen. And Mum goes, I want to make it to 80. And I remember turning away and thinking to myself, sorry, love, that's not going to bother you what happened. So 2 years later, Mum turned 80. She got it to her 80th, and she went for another, she went on until last May, right? So here we are. I'm sitting by Mum's bedside. Now, the cancer had spread to her brain by this stage. And I'm with my sister, Kim, and we're there with Mum. And Mum wasn't really Mum anymore. You know, she was really struggling, you could tell. And I'm wondering, I'm saying to my sister, you know, do you reckon she knows we're here? So we played her some music and we did a few things. And so we're by the bedside and it was Mother's Day 2018, right? And all like the things that go through your head, right? He's selfish here going, oh, bloody hell, Margie, can you last one more day so that Mother's Day isn't miserable every year?
Yes.
Not die on Mother's Day, for God's sake.
Not selfish at all. Not selfish.
She got through to the next day, right? And I actually came into work that next day and I went, I'll take a punt and come in and hang with you guys and take the mind off it. So we did that, went back, and we lost her the next day. She was gone, and the doctors at the hospital at Joondalup were wonderful, but the selfish things you think about. And also, now that we're 12 months later and we're coming up to Mother's Day, I just want to warn people, when your folks are getting old, have a really good think about the songs. If they haven't chosen the songs for a funeral, have a think about the songs, because it's not a song you hear very often these days, but this bloody song. This is one that you guys, at the funeral, you heard this song.
Yes.
So it's The Carpenters, Yesterday Once More. I was going to play a little bit of this. Indulge. So, yeah, it just gets every time.
Beautiful. Aww.
It's yesterday once more.
So that was pretty cute because Mum loved The Carpenters, right? So I just want to say, and it's happened the last week or two with Mother's Day coming up, people have started talking about Mother's Day and seeing I'm in the room, right? And I just want to say to everybody, don't stop talking about your mum. Don't stop telling me about the things you're going to do or you did on Mother's Day and the way that you're going to spoil her. But on Sunday, and also don't stop those jokes, because if someone says, oh, so-and-so's the bomb, and I say, your mum's the bomb, you can say it back to me. That's okay.
Yeah.
Or even if it's something a bit rude. But when you see your mum on Sunday, can you give her an extra squeeze for me?
Absolutely.
Happy Mother's Day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She was a wonderful lady, Claire.
She's a pretty good egg, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on with the traffic. Captain Paul, of course, $20 per day. The hire car start there with budget. T's and C's apply. Visit budget.com.au. Captain Paul, got a tissue for me, mate?
Yes, me too. Stirling Highway still very busy. There was a breakdown around Jared Street that is now clear, but there's a lot of traffic heading up the hill to Eric Street and down through Claremont at the moment. Also very slow on Swanbourne, on West Coast Highway through Swanbourne and onto Curtin Avenue before you pass Eric Street. It's a very slow area, probably the slowest in town at the moment. Still very busy on Thomas Street up around the West Perth area, particularly heading south through Kings Park Road, and fairly busy down past the hospital if you're heading towards the university. And there's quite a bit of traffic around Manning Road and Leach Highway's intersection. I believe there may have been a small accident there. It's certainly very busy. Everything else at this stage, normal. RAC members save 15% on thrifty car and truck rentals in Australia and New Zealand. Conditions apply. visit a Thrifty location or book online at rac.com.au/thrifty. See any problems? Give us a call on 1300 057 345. Traffic gave you 15 minutes. Don't get in the car without us.
Okay, so something special for Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Claire-Zy. Like,
oh,
you know,
my pleasure.
It's sharing something so personal from your life, and it's, you know, it was actually an honour for us to be at your mum's funeral.
It's so personal and, of course, so relatable to many people out there who've lost their mums.
And that song, you get the song thing, don't you?
Yeah, I really
do. Did you have fun with your dad?
Dad's funeral was He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. I tear up every time I hear that.
Yeah, same channel. So what are we giving away? Something a bit special here?
Yeah. We've got this gorgeous hamper here full of goodies just in time for Mother's Day. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. I mean, there's like, I'm looking through, there's lip balms and nail polishes and makeup, and like, I've got, look at this, face moisturizers.
Oh, you got a facial scrub?
There's all sorts of beautiful things in there.
I really like the cellophane.
Yeah, it's a lovely hamper.
Yeah, spoil your loved ones this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, with big fragrances like Giorgio Armani, C and Izzy Miyake, Chemist Warehouse, great savings this Mother's Day.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up, the boys on the radio.
He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Great shot, brilliant goal.
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
After one of the weirdest games of footy, it was almost like a chess stalemate last week in Adelaide against the Crows. Sadly, a loss less than 3 goals. Andy, good to see you.
Good to see you guys too. Thanks for having me again.
Andy, you were just telling us off air you had a coaches versus players golf game. Do you have to let the coaches win, or do you like take the win and just run around with your shirts over your heads?
Well, a pair of players won at this time, but I think the coaches have won in the past, so it was really good to see a few of the boys get the win.
How did Ross go?
Ross did not take part. I think he's still battling with a knee reconstruction from a few months ago, so he wasn't taking part. But a few of the coaches were pretty good. I think our midfield coach, Anthony Rock, was really good.
So was Ross driving around in a buggy?
He took the day off. I didn't see him there at all. No.
Okay. Jeez, if you can't play golf with a knee reconstruction, what can you do? Not much.
Andy, you have to tell us, what team, who won? Who was it?
So Alex Pierce and Lloyd Meek won. Lloyd Meek's just got a new set of clubs and wasn't that good 2 weeks ago, but then apparently found form this week.
So the 2 6-foot-7 blokes won.
Two massive blokes, yes.
Is this Alex Pierce's power year? He's just doing everything right, isn't he?
Yeah, he's having an amazing year, yeah. His golf has improved tremendously since I first played with him, but like you said, his football, he's in some seriously good form. Locking down some key forwards has been amazing, and his run from half back for such a big bloke.
Yep.
It's pretty scary to watch, actually. He's an unstoppable beast.
That guy's had broken leg twice.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's a pretty, you know, heartwarming story to see a guy that's been injured, missed so much of his career early, and now is like one of our best defenders and one of our best players.
Missed 650 days of footy, weeks of footy. Like, incredible. Yeah, days.
Well, you'll need to be in good form against Richmond, who are hard to sort of pick at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, it will be another hard match, and I think every game this year we've just really brought 100% effort, and I think this week's going to be no different. So, yeah, we're going to try and get the 4 points.
Now, obviously, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and
yes,
our parents make such sacrifices, don't they? I mean, you obviously with the boys in your family, no doubt your mum and dad were racing around every Saturday and Sunday, taking you to footy and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough job for mum, I think, having 4 boys all playing football in different teams and in different areas. And I think some of the loads of washing she did back in the day were quite sizable. But yeah, no, she has been a massive influence on me. I was just talking about it before. Some of the meals she cooked, she, you know, could have fed God knows how many people. But so, she, you know, just little things like, taking us to games, cleaning up all of our clothes and just putting up with 4, you know, brats of kids. But I love her to bits, and happy Mother's Day to her this weekend.
Well, you won't see her, of course.
I won't see her, but I'll give her a call. Maybe send her some flowers or something.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day for Sunday, Deb.
Oh, thank you.
Got him.
Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Oh, thank you, me.
Oh, Deb, you guys have done a wonderful job. We're very fond of your son. He's a very impressive young man.
Oh, thank you. He was a very impressive young man in the house as well.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
Oh, there
thank
you go.
You. Being too kind.
Oh, hear that. Must be nice, Deb, to hear your son speak about you like that when he doesn't even know you're there.
I would expect nothing less. They were really very appreciative at the time of me running them around the footy, and they did help out enormously around the place with things. So no, they were. Andrew was the youngest of four, all under five, and
Wow.
Right from the get-go.
Hey, Deb, can I just say, you guys, your family went through a lot, and the way you and Mark and the family held your heads held high last year with everything Andrew was going through was pretty damn good. It was very admirable.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Four under five. I'm choking. I'm like, how does anybody do that? You must have really created a great family unit there, Deb, if you've all looked after each other.
Yes, well, we moved away from Perth in 96.
Yep.
And so we were a little team on our own because we didn't really have any family support. But the boys were terrific, and they all helped out. It was good.
Beautiful. Very nice.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Deb. Thank we hope you. You have a special day, even though you won't have all your sons there with you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'm sorry, Dockers. Have a win over.
Yeah. Thank the
you,
Tigers.
Mom. Thank you very much.
Big day. Hey, Deb. All the best.
Thank you.
Surprised you. You look very genuinely surprised.
I was very surprised. Good. I did not think that would be happening. So I'm glad it did, though. It was good to talk to her again.
I just wish she'd brought one of those meals in. I'm starving.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, I miss, of the things I do miss from being away from Melbourne, it is Mum's cooking is number one.
Damn fine.
Oh, wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no, my housemates are no good at cooking.
Yeah. Got a couple of tickets to see the Freo Dockers take on Richmond this Sunday at Optus Stadium. Go Fremantle. Give us a call on 133353 and good luck on the weekend, bud.
Thank you very much, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is, and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
Mate, this is not just any Matt's Hits from Your Hood. The response has been phenomenal.
It has been phenomenal, and I love Basso. I absolutely loved it down there. I took Florence for a walk, and I filmed her down there, my Dalmatian puppy.
Yep.
Who is the star of the video clip of this particular Matt's Hits from Your Hood, which is up on Facebook and at mix.com.au.
Appropriate, because she's black and white in black and white territory.
Absolutely. And it was a family affair because my beautiful partner, T, who, let's face it, has to put up with me throwing stuff at her all the time. Like,
not literally.
Listen to this. And we were talking about things and talking about life in London. We both lived in Brixton, which is, of course, a huge West Indian area with all that wonderful music. And then I went, we were just speaking about Billy Ocean, or we spoke to Billy Ocean recently.
Yeah.
And she came out with a line and I went, that's my song.
You had it.
She nailed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bass and Dean.
All about 6054. Watched her leave and steel blue over.
Hey.
In her Swan District's jersey. I could tell she came from Basso. Just knew I'd found my dream. Bass and Dean Queen. Now we're sharing our jam beam at the Bass and Dean Hotel. I feel home here as well. Hand in hand we walk the markets.
Oh, I love local artisans. That's actually blue-green algae.
At sandy beach we dip our toes. I bet you were ducks at Cyril Jackson. The hottest thing on the Midland line. I bet you get your hair done at Blue's Hair Design. My passing day queen, I would give
Lovely 80s sax break.
Oh, yeah.
With full 80s concert sound, lighting and production, that's History of Hood, Bassendine.
Bassendine Queen sharing our Jim Beam. It's beautiful.
T, you're a legend.
What a start, T. That was a great place to start, mate. If only Billy Ocean was here. He's here next month to hear that.
He is.
We'll have to try and get him a copy of it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Real Billy Ocean.
That was great. That good was job, brilliant. Matt.
Thank you so much.
And you did a bit of footage. You got a video coming as well?
The video is up, mix.com.au and Mix Facebook page.
Starring Flora. It's like a family affair, this
it
one,
is,
isn't it?
Totally, yeah.
That's Hits from Your Hood on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Just a couple of days away from Mother's Day for 2019.
Oh, I'm going to be in the Coral Coast with you guys on the weekend. Won't be able to celebrate Mother's Day with my mum, but she's a very good mum.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been very lucky with the mum I've got.
You've got great parents.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go over and see Jude tomorrow morning before we head off and give her little voucher.
I was going to say, you've got a prezzy? Yeah. Is there much pressure in that or is it
no,
easy?
No, we're not a big present sort of family, right. But I got her something so that she can go and, you know, get what she wants, basically.
Okay.
Which is what she asked for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we have noticed that things have just built up as in the last few weeks with the kids going back to school for another term.
Yes.
And that makes both parents, but in particular mums, in most cases, most families, busier than ever.
Well, we just heard Deb Brayshaw talking about what it was like with four boys under five, meals and cleaning and some people holding down, some mums holding down a job at the same time.
Or two or three.
Yeah, exactly.
And you often hear stories, my girlfriends have told me the stories that I never really thought about because I'm not a mum.
Yeah.
The idea of like they haven't had a shower on their own or gone to the toilet on their own for like 3 years.
Yes. Well, the kids will keep following them in and you just want a little bit of time in the loo by yourself. It happens to dads as well, and they're right there at the door while you're trying to check something on your phone or your iPad.
Well, absolutely. You can't leave them unattended, can you?
No, of course not.
And then we know both parents do, you know, these days equal amounts, but this is all about mums, so we're going to concentrate on mums.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I was at doing some business stuff the other day, and I was at a guy's place, and his wife came home, and we hadn't met before, so we had a catch up, and she said, yeah, I've just picked up both kids from school, and one's got ballet and one's got footy. So she was running around, and then she said, I've got to think about dinner at some stage. That was typical of a mum in the burbs.
Yeah,
well,
sacrifice,
I think,
isn't it?
Think too about the actual process of being a mum and what it does to your body. And there was a cute thing I saw this morning of Jennifer Garner on Ellen.
Yeah.
And
she
made a little bit of a motherhood rap. And here's a little snippet for you.
Imagine squeezing something out the size of a watermelon. How much pain is that? There'll be a lot of swelling. And breastfeeding, it ain't simple. One false move, you got a cracked nipple.
Oh,
that's cool.
Cute little mother rap.
Yeah, well, and I've told the story before, you know, when I was trying to get into acting and I got an amateur theatre production in Guildford, which was a long way from Beckenham in those days.
Of course, yeah.
And three times a week, my dear mum, getting home from her full-time job, would then take me to rehearsal, sit there while I rehearsed, drive me home again.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. And I don't forget those sacrifices.
Yeah, I think mum sat through every single running race I did for little athletics and school athletics. And that was a lot of races from, you know, from 5 or 6 till 17. Yeah. And it must have been really boring. Well, you've got to watch everyone else's kid run as well.
Well, Crown Metropole have done a bit of research up to Mother's Day, of course, saying that 73% of mums with young kids take 2 hours or less for themselves per week.
Okay.
Wow.
Two hours per week or less. I mean, that's a lot. And 45% of Aussie mums have never even taken a break without their kids.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, so let's celebrate the busy mums in Perth.
Absolutely.
Eh?
Let's hear about the busiest.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Is it going to be a nice day on Mother's Day? Well, it doesn't matter what the weather is. It's got to be a nice day on Mother's Day, doesn't it?
Partly cloudy in 24, which in Perth means sunny.
Yes, it does.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, thoughts with everyone who can't spend their Mother's Day with their mums.
Yes.
We know lots of people want to. And we know the dads are doing a hard job too, but it's Mother's Day, so we've got to celebrate them. And mums are busy. Anne in Ballajura, you reckon your daughter is a very busy mum?
She is. She is a nurse who works night shift.
Yep.
then comes home to take the kids to school.
Right.
She's also now studying to be a teacher.
Wow.
Her eldest is in the school production, so she takes her to and from rehearsals, and now the production is on,
right,
to and from performances. That daughter is also plays netball, so she takes her to and from training, to and from the games.
Oh.
The next child is a plays football, but also is an umpire at football. So she takes her to and from him, to and from umpire training, and to and from training, and to and from football games. The third child is also playing football, takes, and he's a different age group, so a different training time, takes him to and from training, to and from games, which could be anywhere from, you know, miles around, not near home. So, yeah, and the fourth child isn't quite old enough to be starting football, but he will be doing that.
Has she ever slept?
Wow.
No, she doesn't do much of that.
No.
Not much sleeping.
Yeah, and the little one is a lot of hard work anyway. That's incredible, man.
Busy mum.
Wow. Amazing, amazing woman.
What's your daughter's name, Anne?
Megan.
Oh, good on you, Megan.
Well done, good job, Megan.
Well done, Megan. And thanks, Anne, for telling us with pride about your daughter. Happy Mother's Day to you too.
Now, next up, I think we're going to a young lady by the name of Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Amber, how old are you, Amber?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, a little preschool phone call. What about your mum? What is it so special and makes her so busy, Amber?
Every evening, she takes time out of her busy schedule to help me and my sister with homework, drive us around, Monday swimming, Tuesday's tutor, Wednesday is Wangara, Thursday is netball training.
Wow.
Friday is the only day off she gets.
Oh, lucky Friday.
I have netball.
Yeah.
And then we have to rush to dance. And Sunday we have to go back out to Wangara.
Oh, wow.
Amber, we only get that Friday off.
Amber, I hope you've got a nice present for your mum for Sunday.
I do. I definitely do.
Very good.
Oh, and Amber, it's nice that you're only 10 years old and you appreciate what your mum does. Good on you. Do whatever you can to help her out.
I will.
Yeah, and get Mum a McFlurry for Mother's Day.
Sweet.
That's really cute. And today's the day when Mum has her day off. It's Friday.
Lisa's in Canning Vale. Lisa, your sister is a busy mum.
Oh, she is. Like, I'm a mum myself. Mm. My sister's got three kids. Her partner works away. Again, it's very similar to the other people. Like, you know, her daughter's got netball, dancing, but she's also got a 2- and 3-year-old, two boys, and they're a handful within themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so just taking them around, like, she has to juggle it by herself. Not only that, but she looks after our mum as well. Our mum's in a nursing home. So, like, you know, she's got that added responsibility. And honestly, I think she's just absolutely amazing in what she does by herself with the kids. Like, I just take my hat off to her as a mum myself.
Oh, and you know something I'm obviously only just learning in my new life with having a stepdaughter all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Is that not only do you have to do those things, you have to do those things with a smile on your face and a nurturing spirit as well.
Positivity.
Yeah.
Look, she does. She never complains.
Mm.
Like, she never complains. And, I mean, if that was me, I'd be complaining every 5 minutes. Yeah. Really, you know.
Wow.
Honestly, I just really look up to her. She's amazing.
Oh, beautiful.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thought there was only one woman, Wonder Woman, and we've heard three stories already today. That's great.
You know what? This is making me realise. I often say to my friends with kids, I say, oh, is there anything I can do to help? And they always go, no. But I think actually what would help them is saying, where can I drive your kids to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you take this hour off and I will drive your kids to their netball game and bring them back?
Oh, it's Uber Kimber.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Maybe that's how you can help your friends, because maybe they're the little things that count.
Yeah.
So that's good on your mums.
Little things that count.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. The juice.
Give me the details.
Don't be sore about it.
Oh, let's get sort of a bit fearful and scared.
Good.
Scared. Oh, really?
Okay.
What's going on?
If this line gives you chills.
They float. They float.
Oh.
What's he saying?
They all float.
Oh, was he in the toilet?
Yeah.
Only if you're healthy.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
dear.
Look, you might love the trailer for this sequel. It, Chapter 2, is the follow-up and based on Stephen King's novel. Now, this time the kids are all grown up. Now, if you're familiar with the first It, this is, of course, Pennywise the Clown.
That was Tim Curry, wasn't it?
Yeah,
scary
trying
dude.
To drag the kids down the drain. But the kids are all grown up now, starring James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, and it's 27 years after the first chapter took place in 1989,
okay.
Which is somewhat revised from the book. I think in the book it happened in the 50s, but right. We pushed it forward. And this trailer looks good and scary.
Yes?
I used to live here. Your photos are lovely, Miss Kirsch. Are these your family?
My father joined the circus.
I was always Daddy's little girl.
Are you still his little girl, Beverly?
Me and the Losers Club has officially begun.
Oh.
Now,
oh, dear.
Because you want to create fear, what you do is you put a little old lady in there who seems like she's a sweetheart and then everything's going to turn. But it's a really cool trailer. It's got a bit of edge to it. So I'm interested to see how the film goes. It, Chapter 2, it'll be in cinemas September 6th.
Great.
Is James McAvoy the clown? The scary clown? Do you know?
I don't know.
Right, he's okay. Because watching Split recently, I went, whoa, this guy is so good and so scary.
I'm going to handball that one to the producers by the end of this segment.
Yep.
Nine announced yesterday that the production of The Footy Show has ceased. The Footy Show, it's all over. They said, it's with regret that The Footy Show will no longer be produced. It's been a tough decision to end the program that was such a trailblazer, but sadly the new show has not captured audiences in the way we had hoped.
Yeah, half of that crew, doing 8 or 10 weeks. So they worked really hard, but it was probably pretty much done and dusted a couple of years ago.
Yes,
Footy Show.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I did not realise how successful it was.
Oh,
as
massive.
You know, huge. I don't watch the Footy Show, but since it premiered in 1994, the Footy Show has clocked up 735 episodes.
Mm.
That's a lot of football chat.
And let's not forget that it was successful at a time when Nine weren't allowed to use any of the footage.
That's right.
Because Seven had the footy.
Yeah, right.
So, young-looking Eddie and Trevor Marmalade being funny and Sam, of course, being controversial. So they had to do it out of personality, didn't they?
Well, it stands as the longest-running sports entertainment program in the history of primetime TV in Australia.
It's more than a game.
So, it's really something that they've had to let go. So, sorry, Footy Show. Sorry to all the current hosts and all the ones previously.
Does that mean that people now have to look to our segment on footy tipping to get their footy news? Because if they do, they're in big trouble.
Oh, Mickey Malloy's got a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Now, the Avengers Endgame update. James Cameron has tweeted his good wishes and congrats to Marvel producer and to Marvel and the producer too, Kevin Feige, on Avengers Endgame after it has just overtaken Titanic as the number two movie of all time at the box office.
Okay.
Quite an achievement. It's really blazing this now, and it's also beaten Star Wars The Force Awakens along the way, and now it just needs to beat Avatar. So at the moment it's standing, it's made about $2.272 billion, and if it needs to beat Avatar, we've got to get to 2.788. So
right, you'd think it will.
I think it's going to.
James Cameron on the movie charts, like Michael Jackson in the music charts in the 80s, isn't he? He's just hogging all the top spots.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Avatar, maybe that's why they said, let's make 5 more Avatars.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's your Daily Juice.
Very nice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Sorting the winners from the Wooden Spooners. AFL footy tipping on The Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5 with thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
I just want to say hello to Kimber. Hang on.
Kimber!
So she's down in the basement with the tipping.
Way back.
Yeah, right. You know what? As you guys know, my mate Jack has been helping me do the footy tipping. Last year, we blitzed it.
We won,
right? This year, we're at the back.
Well, just slightly out of form.
But you know what? To be fair, the numbers in the paper today reflect what my numbers would have looked like if I was doing the tipping all the way along.
Yeah.
That's about, that's how it would have looked last year as well had I tipped.
And when you look at the great names in football that are doing these tips, of course, the one and only Dennis Cometti, and you got Mark Duffield and Steve Butler, well-known football journalists.
Yeah.
But look who's in front.
Mm.
The main man, Rick
Arden.
Rick Arden.
He's a good footballer. Played some amateur footy.
He's done it in his day.
He kicked a lot of goals. Well, I've got to say, we all scored 6 last week. So
we did.
Pats on the back. So you're not falling further behind, Casey.
No, still tipping fine. Just had a few of those dodgy. I blame the players, honestly. It's not about the tipping.
Yes. Blame the players from every club.
Oh, the last few rounds, they've been rubbish.
Gillon McLaughlin should see your tips and then go to all the clubs and say, look, guys, this is who Kimber's tipped.
Right, rig it.
I'd like you to try and make this a reality.
Let's rig the results of the AFL. Okay, so we've gone a little bit different this week, but we've all gone for the local teams.
We have.
So Fremantle hopefully will beat Richmond on Sunday.
Yes.
And the Eagles are away to St. St Kilda. Going to be a tough game,
yeah,
but we're all going for West Coast.
Tough games. Yeah.
And you've gone slightly different there in the Adelaide Derby or the Showdown, which they call it.
Yeah, I have. Look, I haven't seen a lot of either side. I don't know. I've gone Port.
Okay. Adelaide kicked a lot of goals lately, apart from last week.
Did they? Okay.
There you go. And one other result there different. But Matt, 37, me, 39, Kimber, 31. See what happens this week, eh?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jordan missed.
Jordan doesn't miss much in her first week on the job in here reading news for us, but she may have missed this one because that's why we're doing it in this segment. Guys, so much planning, of course, goes into a wedding, especially a wedding in 2019.
Oh, so much pressure.
And so much blood, sweat and tears. Tears, literally. You know, you can get bridezillas, but you can also get people around them trying, you know, especially the mums of the bride or the mums of the groom, you know, trying to get their friends who the people getting married don't even know, pretty much.
Oh, the seating plan, who gets invited.
There can be so much stress going on. But a bride online, this story's come through, a bride is surprised to learn of something that happened at their wedding and which, look, there was a lot of food set up. And food is a big thing. It was a really big cost. And there's a lot of people spending 50 or 60 grand on their very first wedding.
Yeah, well, I noticed it was a Polish wedding too. So there would have been lots of food.
Yeah, massive pierogis. Polish wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Why
yeah.
do I think that's all you eat? If you're Polish, you eat pierogies.
Anything with cabbage.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Well, not some guamki.
Maybe not. So this bride was surprised to learn that one of the wedding guests had decided to do the old thing that has happened at all-you-can-eat things all over the world for many, many years, which could include Sizzler or Pizza Hut when they used to do it.
Mm.
Someone's decided to help themselves to more than their share of the food.
Oh, no.
One of the highlights of attending someone's wedding, of course, is there can be some pretty decent food, but this person has filled 10 Tupperware containers of food to take home later and enjoy. But they weren't just eating it. They were storing it for later.
And you know, the lady that did this, with the 10 Tupperware... A, who would bring Tupperware containers to a wedding?
Someone rude, prepared.
Right? And B, the lady that did that wasn't really ever going to be invited anyway. She was the daughter of a friend of a friend.
Oh, how do people do it, though? It's so brazen. Obviously, people would have seen her stuffing Tupperware containers of wedding food. But don't you think, like, sometimes I've gone to a wedding and someone couldn't come and I think, I'll just take a little piece of wedding cake for them.
Yeah,
it's a gesture.
Yeah.
It's a gesture of going, hey, you were thought of at the wedding.
Or a cupcake, you know, if they're doing those.
When you do it, don't you find yourself turning to total strangers and going, I'm just grabbing this for a friend. Like, I would still feel rude just taking it.
Oh, there are suits across the world that have got a piece of cake wrapped in a doily in the pocket still from a wedding.
Yeah, like those hire companies that don't wash the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no dry cleaning. So this person pretty much became a food mule. That's a worry, isn't it?
It is.
Do you think that the Tupperware maybe initially was a wedding gift and they've gone, oh, actually, I could crack this gift open and use it.
Oh, apparently she's given $5 in an envelope as a gift.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Look, the person has been kind of shamed. I don't think that she's been named and shamed.
No.
But I have to say that in this case, I do think that someone who does that possibly has some unresolved issues in other parts of their life. Do you know what I mean?
That's like, such a reasonable way of looking at someone who's just stolen 10 Tupperware containers.
I know.
Very diplomatic, man.
I mean, you know, we all do certain things that are a bit on the nose, but that is quite strange.
I do remember taking the kids to Sizzler and being watching people actually taking the fruit, like filling their pockets with fruit. And they'd have great big jackets on.
Oh, wow.
What are they doing? They're going to Sizzler.
I've said to my friends, if you ever see me at one of those buffets and I'm just stuffing food into my handbag, that it's time to take me out to the farm. That's my, like, I've lost it. That means, for me, I'm like, I've lost all sense of common public decency.
I saw you do it yesterday.
Yeah, at the staff lunch.
Get in the car.
Nice.
Wish you had listened to Mum as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil her with big-name fragrances from Chemist Warehouse. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.